somewhere along the line, you want to say to a customer, look, if I do this, this, and this, are you going to buy this? Because that's the whole deal. We're trying to sell something here, and somewhere you need an explicit agreement that, yeah, we're moving down that road and we will buy that. If we're interested in it, and if you talk to your manager, are you guys going to buy this? Yes, we are going to buy. Okay. So now you have that and you make a note of that. Because sometimes a person will say, well, I'm not the one that makes the decision, you know. You got to talk to Kathy, you know. Okay, well, that's nice to know. Let's get that understood in the beginning, you know, because then pass me through to Kathy and we'll start working on Kathy right from the beginning. Probing. Ask general questions first. Open probes get the customers talking. Research shows we trust people that ask questions before telling us, as long as they do not grill us. So when you go to a doctor, most doctors come in, they ask you a few questions, but they're not interrogating you. They're just, you know, what would it be all right if I get a little bit of information? You know, that's the kind of thing we're talking about. So, and that's what the probing is about. Get the customer talking. You know, can you tell me about your present suppliers? Can you tell me about trouble you've had with this kind of equipment? You know, and those questions, you know, you ought to be able to figure them out on your own, you know, or with those in your company or your boss or whatever. You're going to start to go to focused questions, or what are called closed probes, as time goes by. And these are more specific. Can you tell me how you feel about the bearings in your spindles on your milling machines? You know, that's a very focused question. Examples of closed probes are on the next page. So let's take a look at some of the closed probes. Blood pressure monitors. Can you tell me about your present blood pressure monitors? That's a closed probe. Would you know if you are using digital blood pressure monitors? May I ask if you are experiencing leaking valves on your, you know, so you got to have these kind of probes already figured out for whatever the heck you're selling. Closed probes. You don't go right at closed probes in your discussions with customers. You work towards these. Would it be all right, Susan, if I ask you a few questions? Can you tell me, are you having leaky valves in your blood pressure monitors? You know, working with this client where I developed some of these things, doctors, if you can imagine, and expensive nurses, they can be doing blood pressure readings two or three times on a customer. Well, heck, you know how much that costs? If you see 50 customers a day and you're doing blood pressure and you got to do two or three readings, it takes a minute or something. Plus, I think it's uncomfortable to have your blood pressure taken. So if you got leaky valves, you're not getting accurate readings. Well, you know, they've got blood pressure monitors that all work automatically, and they're perfect. You have to use them once. Once and you get an irrefutable piece of information. So, you know, using closed probes, these are some examples of other closed probes that you could use. Okay, let's move over to the next page. We got a probing role play here that we're going to do. Okay, well, it's lunchtime, so let's take lunch, and then we'll come back and we'll do the probing role play where we just practice, you know, asking questions. Are there any questions or comments on anything we've covered so far? Well, you know, the role plays have one, it gives you a chance to practice some of the material with me listening, which can be helpful. But it also is kind of an energizing thing because you get your adrenaline starts pumping and so on. So I think it's worthwhile from that standpoint as well. But in the interest of conserving time and so forth, and I'm certainly not here to bully anybody, that's for sure. So if you tell me that you'll do the role play on your own, probing.
We do it all the time.
All the time.
All right. Let me first of all thank you all for coming back and for the next subjecting yourself to the next segment here. Okay. What I'd like to do is I'd like to do this role play and demonstrate to you then how it could be done. So let's look at it. We're on page 72. And the telephone person is preparing himself to employ techniques that have been presented in the class so far, building status, using the first name, repeating back, respectfully executing closed probes. Your beginning should reflect the customer that the customer has called you and regularly buys from you, so you will need a transition, a what's in it for me statement, and then several probes. You'll have 5 minutes to prepare, 10 minutes to do it. Listen carefully. Customer basically is the same deal all the time. Do not offer information freely, but you are a good customer of the salesperson. Instead, let the salesperson probe repeatedly. So the overview is Mr. Medical, which is the medical company that you work for as a salesperson. Mr. Medical telephone person has asked permission to spend more time on the phone with a Michigan Heart Group customer after handling his reason for calling.